Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and well, it's that time of year already. Hard to believe. The Twin Brooks Threshing Show, 37th annual event's coming up August 12th and 13th. And we have on the line with us once again, as we've been doing the past couple of years here, Pam Nelson. Pam, one of the organizers of the show there, and welcome back to the airwaves here, Pam.
Thank you for having us.
Well, tell us, when is it, and what's going on over there this year?
Okay, our 37th annual show is on August 12th and 13th this year. We will start the days out both Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. with breakfast, and the kitchen will be open all weekend. Meals will be served throughout the day, and this year we're featuring Alice Chalmers.
Okay.
And then we also will be having Kirby Wheats and his crew is going to be bringing his steam engine, and we'd like to thank Valley Queen for sponsoring them, for getting them to come.
Yeah, you've got a lot of great sponsors. Of course, we can acknowledge some of them here in a little bit, but always nice to thank the sponsors, right?
Correct. Without the sponsors, it'd be pretty difficult.
That's right. And what else is on the schedule there?
Well, we'll have our worship service on Sunday morning by the New Life Worship Team from Watertown, and that's at 9 o'clock, and that'll be in Vernon Hall. On Saturday, we will have our tractor pull with registration starting at 4 p.m., and the pull was scheduled to start at 5. And then also Saturday night at 4, from 4 to 6, we serve a pork supper.
Okay.
And that. So
I noticed on the tractor pull now, you kind of break it up into a couple classes. You got 1959 and older, then you've got 1960 to 1970, and some other classes there. So whatever you have, you'll probably find a spot for it, huh?
Correct. And our tractor pull is sponsored by Yogi's Seed Shed. That's Nick and Eugene Ferrerich, and we thank them for that.
Okay.
Again, also on Sunday, we'll have our South Dakota Sanctioned Kids Pedal Pull, and that is sponsored by First Bank and Trust here in Millbank.
That's always a popular event.
Yes, it is. The kids really enjoy that.
They get into that, that's for sure. You've got a lot of extra activities going on, too. Tell us about some of the haymaking, the quilt shows, all that.
Yep. In our women's building, the Magic Needlers will once again have their quilt show. We'll have Scott Salzer and his crew of horses and horse people helping with doing the trolleys, and they'll do some demonstrations also with the horses. We'll have some tractor plowing. And antique combining, we'll be doing threshing both days. We got the bundles up before and inside before the rain that we are thankful for this last week, so that's been good. We also have our flea market again, and if you have any questions on that, you can call Jerry and Sharon Brown.
Still taking vendors for that?
Yes,
okay.
They can just come even Saturday morning, and we'll find them a spot.
Okay, you were about to give their number. I'm sorry I interrupted you there.
That's okay, but Jerry and Sharon Brown's phone number is 605-949-0298 if you have any questions on the flea market.
Okay, and how about now camping? If somebody wants to come over there, do you have any camping available?
Yes, we do have some camping available with electricity and that, and they can call me for any information on that, and my phone number is 605-880-2884 to find out how much is available and different information on that. We also have some primitive camping available at the ground, so give me a call and I'll let you know what's available.
Okay, now if somebody doesn't know where Twin Brooks is, I'm sure the regulars that have been there in the past few times could drive up there pretty easy, but for the newcomers, tell them exactly where you're located there.
Okay, get yourself to Millbank, and from Millbank go 5 miles west and 1.5 miles south, and you will see us on the left-hand side. We'll have threshing machines are parked on the north side of the grounds there, and then that's where you'll be parking also on the north side of the threshing machines, and then the grounds is on the south.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty full day of activities there, and again, thanks to all the sponsors who put that on. Is there an admission charge to get in?
Yes, it's $10 minimum donation, and children under 12 and under are free.
Okay, minimum donation. So if they want to give more, you'll certainly take it, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
Cost a lot of money to put these shows on, and a lot of shows have, unfortunately, in some areas, have kind of gone by the wayside because of the lack of people to want to do it anymore, and then a lack of funds. So nice when you got a something like this going on for that many years to keep it going. So any help would be appreciated.
Correct. And any of our funds all go back into the grounds to maintain the grounds or improve things.
All right.
Because we've done some improving on our camping electricity this year down on the south end. So
all right.
That's where that goes. And then if there's anybody that would like to help us out at the grounds, we're always looking for volunteers.
Yep, they're getting harder to find all the time, too. But
yes,
there are some good regulars you can always count on, right?
That's right. I'm thankful for all our volunteers.
That's right. Do you have a website they can go to?
Yes, they can go to www.threshingshow.com.
Okay, and all the information's right there, I know, because that's where I went. I got your poster and all your information, and the contact numbers and everything are easy to find right there.
Good. And we do have our tractor parades both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, it's 1 o'clock, and on Sunday, it's at 3.
Everybody enjoys that. Like to see those tractors.
Yes.
All right. Well, Pam, we appreciate you taking a little time out to talk to us. Good luck with the event there, and hope everybody has a chance to get out, take in at least a day or so of the Twin Brooks Threshing Show. Again, that's coming up Twin Brooks, South Dakota, on August 12th and 13th, which is this coming Saturday and Sunday. So best of luck to you.
Thank you, and the weather sounds like it's going to be beautiful. So
hopefully, keep your fingers crossed.
That's right. Thank you.
Thanks, Pam.